The World Health Organization had a mission accomplished moment this week, hours after officials at the WHO declared a final end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. A new death from Ebola was reported in Sierra Leone. More than 11,300 people were killed last year in the outbreak. Officials are hoping that experience helps them in containing this incident. Miles O'Brien, science correspondent for the PBS NewsHour. This isn't just a little mistake, is it?
Unfortunately, that appears to be the case, John. I've talked to some people on the ground there. And in this particular case, the woman who was infected with the Ebola virus traveled through several districts of Sierra Leone, at least three, went to a hospital, was treated, was not diagnosed at the time, was then discharged, sent home, after which she passed away, and her family was allowed to wash her in the ritual manner, which was at the very root of the spread of the Ebola virus more than a year ago. So it appears to be a case now where public health workers on the ground there will have a lot of people to be monitoring. It really reopens Ebola in Sierra Leone in a scary way.
Are they bracing for a number that they're putting on a whiteboard of how many further infections there might be if they get particularly unlucky here?
Well, you know, it's this kind of exponential thing, and so you really have to watch it. In this case, the good news is they know the index case, where it all begins, very quickly after the death, and they can begin the process of figuring out how much contact she had with other individuals, and they will continue to track them. But it opens up this period of time, at least 42 days, there's a 21-day incubation period for Ebola, so at least 42 days to declare that the people she had contact with are in fact not infected by Ebola. But the insidious thing about Ebola and the thing that has been bothering public health workers is they have discovered Ebola in the semen of men who have survived the virus. And they just don't know how long the Ebola virus can lurk in that context. And so that opens up all kinds of possibilities for this kind of latent time bomb of Ebola spread.
Are doctors saying it's conceivable that Ebola could be a sexually transmitted disease?
It is conceivable. It hasn't been proven, but that is the concern, that it can stay in the semen. And what is not known is if it somehow can be spread as well by the woman. And if that is the case, that opens up a whole new dimension to Ebola. You know, the good news for all this is that the vaccine trials are going well. And if the world can get behind the idea of mass vaccinations there when the time is right, that will go a long way to stopping these Ebola outbreaks from turning into what we saw last year.
Trolling for some other good news here, is it possible that because of the so recent experience in all of these West African nations, that even a small incident that has a potential of being much larger, when you sound the alarm, people really listen and cooperate, unlike what was the case in the early going when the Ebola virus outbreak began last year?
Absolutely. I mean, that spread went a long way before the world really mobilized. You know, what you have is a dysfunctional healthcare network in that part of the world. These are the poorest countries in the world. And so Ebola spread quickly and the world did not mobilize fast enough. And I think we can say even today, even after the horrible irony of having this crop up the day after they declare it free, there still is a hair trigger alert in the region, and I hope that doesn't go away.
Miles O'Brien is a science correspondent for the PBS NewsHour. Thanks so much, Miles.
You're welcome, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.